And now an update on a story, one detail you may not have been following. At a moment when Europe is struggling to keep its weaker financial members like Greece and Portugal and Spain and Ireland from bringing down the entire euro, one country on January 1st, Estonia, will become the 17th nation to adopt the euro as its national currency. So who would want to join NATO, and who needs more whom? Does NATO, or not NATO, does the euro need Estonia more than Estonia needs the euro? Damian McGinnis, BBC Baltics correspondent, joins us from Riga, Latvia. Damian, Estonia has a pretty darn good credit rating. Is this a matter of the European community wanting Estonia to come in to make the balance sheet look better?
Yeah, well, I think you're right, John. It certainly does help the European Union because at this time of crisis for the Eurozone, the fact that anyone wants to join the euro at all would surprise a lot of people. But for many Estonians, though, it's really a sign they've arrived fully in the West. This is the first ex-Soviet Union state to join the euro. And it's a signal for many Estonians that they're no longer in Russia's zone of influence. And they're very proud of having met the criteria, which are incredibly stringent. And they've done a better job of doing that than any existing Eurozone member. The main pragmatic argument, though, the Estonian government says, is simply that it would boost foreign investment. And they say that because it rules out the risk that the local krone would devalue. And it just makes it seem like a safer market for foreign investors.
Is Poland in the euro?
No, it's not, and it doesn't want to get in the euro anytime soon. But Estonians would argue that Poland is a very different circumstance because Poland is a large economy, has a big domestic market. Estonia is tiny. It makes up just less than 1% of the whole eurozone's wealth right now, and it's only 1.3 million people. So it's a small market, so it's very dependent on exports and imports. And many Estonians say that having an independent currency for such a tiny country just doesn't make sense anymore. So from a pragmatic point of view, a lot of economists do say it makes sense for Estonia.
But it's interesting what you point out with the Polish example, a strong economy and a big economy, and Estonia even so small, but a very responsible fiscal partner for the euro. It suggests that there's a shift in sort of financial strength in Europe, benefiting more of these nations emerging from the Soviet sphere rather than the traditional nations of Europe like Greece and Portugal.
Yes, well, I think what we're seeing now is rather than the traditional West-East divide, which we might have talked about 5 or 10 years ago, where we thought of the West Europe as being affluent and Eastern Europe as being poor, now it's more about North-South. So Estonia is part of the North, and Estonia has this very almost Germanic approach to budget policy, is fiscally very prudent, is now the lowest public debt in the EU, and has pursued a policy which the Germans would certainly approve of. So
the Germans
from that
approve,
point of view,
if the Germans approve, well, that's great. You know, how Europe has changed.
Well, that's right, yes. And I think now we're seeing, because Germany is the strongest economy in the Eurozone and has done so well with its keeping its budget down, unlike Southern European members, Estonia is part of that culture, really. So in that sense, it does show a shift towards this new style of austerity euro, in a way.
All right. So with the takeaway from Damian McGinnis, BBC Baltics correspondent, live from Riga, Latvia. Escape the recession. Go to Estonia, which joins the euro on January 1st, 2011. Thanks so much.